Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, zipping low key.
I was so low key.
Low key.
They like to stay low key.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name, Kyle Bowen. And you find this program on the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Today on the program, we'll be talking to Coltar God Bounce. Yes, the conversation is in the middle of the episode. And I'll tell you, I missed out on asking a very important question to friend of the program, KGB, Mr. Bounce himself, Coltar. Put the music up, okay? Put the music up, please. We got to get this off in a hurry. There you go. Put it up. Now, Coltar got Bounce. I just want to apologize for not asking about Republic, yes, Republic Nightclub closing in downtown Vancouver. Not due to COVID. It was already set to close. Due to the Cineplex Entertainment District. You know that thing that's coming down there? Movie theater, arcade. It was going to close anyways. But due to COVID, we never got a proper send-off. And we also never got to hear Coltar got Bounce inside of those walls. And this is sad, because when I met Coltar way back in 2003 at Bear Creek Park, he told me that his dream was to have his songs played at Republic Nightclub. And now we won't get that chance. It's a sad moment for the city of Vancouver. It really is. Coltar got Bounce released. Yes, released the playlist, the Bounce Collection, 50 songs that he gave to the city. What's my favorite track in that playlist? I don't know. I was thinking, is it Dead by Shrook, or is it Put It Down by Trey Six? Is it Archive by Illy Miniacci? I don't know. Maybe I'll decide by the end of the episode. 50 tracks. Make sure you go check out that playlist. I'll put the info in the bio. We will also run through the segments. Of course we will. What You Say is back. And we'll bring back a clip from the Brilliant Idiots to talk about podcasting. Yes. Podcasting versus musicians. Who's raking in more cheddar? I thought podcasting had reached its peak. I really thought it did. I genuinely believed that. But things are changing. Remarkable. Who knows what the future holds for that medium? And then we'll end the episode off with what's the word? I'll be real. I don't even know how to pronounce this word, but I found it from Undisputed Truth, the autobiography on Mike Tyson. We did an episode, part one, of What the Fuck You're Reading. Check it out on the network. And I must tell you again, this book, full of big words. Words that I don't understand. Words that I can use for Loki. Vancouver's only podcast. Let's run some music and get on with the show. Let's start off with Lenses by Kid Sharif and Mirrors. Once again, you're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Lay low,
social, yeah, shorty love the vocals, where you go, go, for mommy, she no local, Spanish coast.
pedestal, but I'm worried about my totals. I can fold. No. Laying low, I lie in it. Yeah. Halo, baby, slide in it. Yeah. White man, smooth ride with it. Drop wide with it. I'm too fly with it, yeah. Shawty, bring the vibe with it. Yeah. There ain't no denying it. Yeah. I just feel alive with it. No disguise, a nigga, look shy with you, yeah. Shawty got me crazy. Pop, pop it for me daily. Throw it back like she Brady. She know I'm moving safely. They out here tryna fade me. Got me thinking about my safety. I've been feeling high when I'm in it, but I'm sober. She just wants some diamonds, yellow like Homer. She been down a ride for a minute, I'm the owner. Back on my old shit, just a little older. Laying low, I lie in it, yeah. Halo, baby, slide in it, yeah. White man, smooth ride with it. Drop wide with it. I'm too fly with it, yeah. Shawty, bring the vibe with it, yeah. There ain't no denying it, yeah. I just feel alive with it. No disguise, a nigga, let's shine with you, yeah. Shawty, bring the vibe with it, yeah. There ain't no denying it, yeah. I just feel alive with it. No disguise, a nigga, let's shine with you, yeah.
That was Kid Sharif featuring Mirrors with Lenses on Loki Vancouver's only podcast. Dope song. You know, that song right there, it takes you on a cruise, doesn't it? Late night cruise, one hand on the wheel. It looks like Dub Edition. It truly does. It truly does. Something about it. Coulter got bounced with the production. Did we say that? Coulter got bounced coming up in what? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? That conversation. Meaningful. Did I talk to Coulter about sports? No. Hell no. This dude doesn't even know what the Super Bowl is. This dude compared hockey to tennis. Unbelievable. Again, that conversation coming up in 15 to 20 minutes. But first, we got to go through the segments. We got to play. Play? Is that what we do? We play? We have fun. Let's do it. What you say?
What did you just say?
What did you say?
What the hell did you just say?
Say what?
What did you say?
Yes, yes. What you say on Loki Vancouver's only podcast, the part of the show where we go through the bits and pieces from podcast that I found interesting. Because we be listening to a lot of things. And I be screenshotting a lot of these timestamps. Let's start things off with the Brilliant Idiots, Charlemagne Tha God, Andrew Schulz, Loudspeaker Network. And they went in for about half an hour, 40 minutes, talking about Joe Rogan's new deal with Spotify. Some people saying $100 million, some people saying more. Now, these two have a great conversation on the power of a podcast, and it really opened my eyes because I truly believed that the peak of this medium had already been reached. 2018, 2019, 2020, you see the numbers. You see the growth. You see the commercial revenue. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, that's awesome. That's unbelievable. The fact that you can do this with a microphone and some intelligence is beautiful. It's the dream. But now we're seeing big numbers. Yes, big numbers thrown around. We're seeing Spotify shape the landscape. In 1 year, or it could be a year and a half, they've got Joe Budden and his show Lockdown. And I'm using the term lockdown loosely, okay? Let's just say lockdown for the sake of conversation, okay? Because I know some of y'all be sensitive to that. Joe Budden, Lockdown to Spotify. The Ringer, Bill Simmons, in some way, shape, or form, Lockdown to Spotify. And in January of 2021, Joe Rogan locked down to Spotify. What's happening? This makes me think too. What you're listening to right now, this FM-based podcast format, you know, something similar to an FM show on the radio. I don't know if it's one of a kind, but I do believe that it is rare, and it will be mainstream in the world of podcasting sometime in the near future. It just makes all the sense in the world. Music and conversation go hand in hand when done right. And it's going to be brought to the podcast world. It really is. It really is. Anyways, let's run the clip. Let's run the clip. I'm talking way too much. Way too much, okay? This is Charlemagne Tha God, Andrew Schulz, Brilliant Idiots.
Podcasts elevate everything that made the world of radio great. The reason podcasts are better than music, though, think about all the ways you got to divide the pie when you're doing music. You know what I'm saying? You put out a song, artist got to get paid, producer got to get paid, songwriter got to get paid, label got to get paid, these different people got to get paid. You put out the podcast, you getting paid and your producer getting paid. Mm-hmm. like it's really just that simple.
Podcasters, yo, they do live shows. They pick up the numbers. They grabbing a ticket. They charging a fee. They living the dream. They making a lot of cash. Podcasters versus musicians. I mean, if you take a step back and just look at it at a whole, commentary versus the art. And if you want to take the money serious and measure that up with value, we're seeing a lot of big numbers being thrown to these commentators. Tony Romo being paid more than a lot of good NFL players. That was a bit of a controversy. But fuck, Tony Romo, good at his job. Stephen A. Smith paid big money, more than a lot of athletes. And some people took that the wrong way, but hey, dude's good at his job. And look what we've been talking about recently. Joe Rogan, Bill Simmons, The Network, The Ringer, Joe Budden. I guarantee they're getting paid. Money being thrown around. A lot more people will be podcasting. It's going to change drastically. And we stoked at The Network. We embracing it. Competition, a beautiful thing. Let's head over to clip number two, okay? Why don't we?
You have a very different approach on the podcast. Like when I see you on the show, on mm-hmm. the TV show, you're kind of like this.
I used to be more that way.
Right.
And
you've changed.
This is something that happens. This is what I wanted to talk to you about.
Right.
And this is my clever way of turning it back on you.
Good.
Because no one wants to hear about me. You, in this new book, you do something that I think might be unnecessary.
Go ahead.
I would say this as your therapist.
Good.
You denigrate your old work. You put it down and you say, I'm so embarrassed of some of that. And I love this new way that I am now, but you have a kind of disdain or embarrassment about your old work. And I'm telling you that's not necessary. And I'm telling you that as a potential good friend of yours, I think that's the wrong tack to take.
That was Howard Stern. Yes, Howard Stern on Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan Needs a Friend, from May of 2019. I just found it, and I was absolutely a couple of things. First off, very excited, because I knew this was going to be one of those experiences. I say it all the time, right? A good podcast equals a good book, as far as impact goes on my life. And here we got two of, I know we throw the word out very loosely, but you can make an argument that in their fields, they'd be up there in the GOAT argument, you know? Real talk, Conan O'Brien and Howard Stern. They're having a conversation, and in that moment, you get to hear that even the best of the best and the best of all time cringe at their old work. And the way I looked at this and what I took from it was was being so fucking fascinated by the fact that even those who are up there in the rankings are so keen on improving, so keen on forgetting their past work. Because that's the thing. A lot of people want to forget their past work because they're so focused on what they know that they can do better. So hopefully you took that too. I mean, the best of the best, the people that you are ultimately chasing in your field, in your dream, most often or not have that underdog mentality somewhere in them. That's just a fact. Again, Howard Stern and Conan O'Brien just working on getting better, knowing that they can do better that late into their careers. Remarkable. Remarkable. How about this clip, though? Elon fucking Musk. Elon Musk. Put in that computer chip in your head. Let's go. This the life we're living, eh? This what's going on planet Earth. Elon fucking Musk. I'm telling you. He's probably an alien. Probably. And that's cool with me. That's cool with me. It's 2020. Diversity. I'm open to it. This guy's just on another level.
So what exactly is it? How do you do, what happens if someone ultimately does get a Neuralink installed? What will take place?
Well, for version one of the device, it would be implanted in your skull. So, but it would be flush with your skull. So you basically take out a chunk of skull, put the Neuralink device in there. You'd put the electrode, you'd insert the electrode threads very carefully into the brain, and then you stitch it up, and you wouldn't even know that somebody has it. And so then it can interface basically anywhere in your brain. So it could be something that helps cure, say, eyesight, like returns your eyesight, even if you've like lost your optic nerve, type of thing. Absolutely. Hearing, obviously. Pretty much anything it could, in principle, fix almost anything that is wrong with the brain.
Before we dive into it, can we roll it back to Joe asking the question?
How do you do what happens if someone?
Can we listen to it again?
How do you do what happens if someone?
Yeah, I'm telling you right there and then, even the best of the best, the $100 million man himself, fucks up. Hey, it took him a long time to get off that question. Just use it as a reminder. Perfection is just a chase that is not really that important. Let's be real. Anyways, Neuralink, is that what they're calling it? Neurochip? I don't even know how to pronounce it. This stuff sounds scary. Let's be real. Putting a damn chip in people's heads that will have them be better at their life by being able to control the brain via an app and Bluetooth. Just think about that. Think about that. You have a stroke, no longer able to walk or talk because the functionality in your brain is just off and the nerves are just not there anymore, not working, not at 100%. So you get a damn drill and a damn chip. Boom, bam, get it done. Download the app. Let's call it My Brain. And you can just program yourself to get the job done, to talk again, to walk again. Sounds beautiful. Also, sounds frightening. You know, people are going to hack this and become what? Limitless. Yes, limitless. It is what it is. If it happens, it happens. You got to embrace the future, okay? You got to embrace it. And just watch some movies and be prepared for anything. Real talk. Real talk. Let's get to some music. That was What You Say on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. We'll put all the links, or not the links, the titles to all the podcasts that we stole from. Yes, we stole from. The Posted Up Network stole from all those podcasts. We'll put the titles in the bio. Go check it out. Go learn something. Go for a walk. Enjoy the conversations. We'll get to some music. And afterwards, yes, afterwards, we got that conversation with Colt Dar God Bounce himself. I'll say this too, okay? Did me and Coltar talk about sports? No. No. I'm done talking to Coltar. Got Bounce about sports. It's meaningless, okay? This dude doesn't even know what the Super Bowl is, okay? Straight up. Doesn't even know the damn Super Bowl. And also compared the NHL to tennis, okay? This motherfucker called my sport the NHL, similar to the one of tennis. Oh, man. Of course we didn't talk about sports, but we talked about a lot of other things. And you'll hear that conversation after some music. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Put it down, 601 and rolling. Put it down, VV in my nose. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. Put it down, bring it back real close, yeah. Put it down, I need you and you know, yeah. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. They told me go up, got reasons to doubt. She told me slow down, girl, lean in my car. I don't wanna give up, I got something to talk. Tryna bring out my luck, tryna cloud up your whole I see. Giving to old ones when new ones are taken. Old ones are real, why the fuck are you fake? Got TTs to prove it, got D's on my crew. Gave the keys to my new chick, she down with the crew, oh yeah. I got nothing left to prove, oh yeah. Cause I'm a killer, 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 oh yeah. Ain't nobody even real, oh yeah. Over and over, I get the re-up, oh yeah. I'm so hard, you couldn't poke, yeah. Bless you, fool, you couldn't talk, yeah. I ain't smoking 6 months with my bros, yeah. Used to pull out from the backyard on the law, yeah. Put it down, 601 and roll, yeah. Put it down, VV in my nose, yeah.
Put it down, I need you and you know it. Put it down. Live in the red, you know the name, to say it correct. Call me Sharuka, just call me Shara. As long as you say it, just use some respect. Tabs in my cap, I know you slept. It's never too late, I won't get upset. Too many of us to worry you next. I got the smoke, so who wanna test? I'm losing money and I'm losing rest. I lost a shorty, but she never left. I got some things that I still can't accept. Who gonna trust, I swear I forget. Buy me a vest or buy me a tech. You never know, they gon' come at your neck. Maybe I'll save it and buy me a tech. I got some things that I gotta protect. I'm dead. Or they gon' sleep on me, I'm dead. I'm dead. Now they all back on me, I'm dead.
Or they gon' sleep on me, or they gon' creep on me. They gon' slide on me, they gon' ride for me. Or they gon' sleep on me, they gon' creep on me. They gon' slide on me, they gon' ride for me. Yeah, no time for no love. Lost my heart in these drugs. Gave my heart away once. Now I got it locked up. Buy me a vest, buy me a tech. You never know, they come at your neck. Maybe I'll save it and buy me a tech. I got some things I gotta protect.
I'm dead. Or they gon' sleep on me, I'm dead. I'm dead. Now they all back on me, I'm dead.
You're listening to Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. That was Sharuk with Dead Production. Coltar Got Bounced and Trey Six with Put It Down. Production Coltar Got Bounced. That's what we're doing for the rest of the episode. Just playing some Coltar Got Bounced. Again, 50 tracks out. Go get the Bounce Collection playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. And let's just get to the conversation. The sit down with Coltar Got Bounced. He will come on. Now, I'll say this, we did agree that Coltar Got Bounced would get on the program once every 40 episodes. Because we got a lot, yes, a lot to unpack. Enjoy part one, though. Coltar Got Bounced on Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. Coltar Got Bounced, man. How's it going?
It's popping.
KGB, man. It's been long overdue, and I feel as if this will be a common thing. You know, who knows? Once every 40 fucking episodes, we'll have Coltar Got Bounced on.
Let's do it, man.
Real talk, because in between that time, I feel as if a lot of things will change, and we'll have a lot of things to talk about it. Yo, it's Kyle Bound, Coltar Got Bounced, you know? Tag team.
OGs.
Tag team, yo. I think we could win one tag team championship in the WWE, for sure. Yeah. And I also think
we'd probably have to cheat, but we'd win.
Oh, 100%.
Win. Yeah.
Speaking of cheating, if we were in The Amazing Race,
yeah,
I don't know if we'd win. I don't even know if we'd fight much, but we'd be entertaining. That's just a fact, bro. That's just a fact, dude. 100%. Coltar Got Bounced, producer, obviously from the city. Everyone really knows Coltar, and it's basically because the guy's music is everywhere. We had this conversation yesterday, and you told me you had 49 songs available on those streaming services right now.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that? Do you feel overworked, and do you also... How do you, like, stem away from feeling like you're saturating, not the market, but your art?
First of all, like, I didn't even know it was 49 till yesterday. Like, I just put it all together, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's fucking a lot of music, right? But, yeah, in terms of saturating, like, I don't even think that's possible.
Good, man.
Like, there's fucking so much music out there. And if I'm not doing it, who else was going to do those? Like, that's 49 songs in the city that wouldn't have been there. Right? And we didn't do it so that they would be 49 songs. That's just how it happened.
How it happened.
If it was 49 with one artist, maybe, all right. Like, all right, take it easy, right? But
49 was, oh, man. We work it. 49, dog? Wow. Hey, man, that'd be two albums in this day and age, right? Shit. Two deluxe editions.
Right, it's like, that's legit, like, two Drake albums.
Yeah. No, well, you know what? The way you answered that and the tone that I'm getting is, and I've thought about you this way a lot of times throughout the years, and we're all watching Michael Jordan be Michael Jordan. I'm not comparing you to the fucking best of all time, but you guys have like this killer fucking mentality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not competing with anyone, but you're out there to prove something, and you let your work do the talking. And it's cool how you've released 49 songs and it hit you yesterday. So there's your answer right there. That's why you don't feel like you're saturating yourself. You're just enjoying yourself, and
yeah.
You're putting out the music for the people to listen to.
Right.
Coltar Got Bounce on Loki. Let's jump ahead to a total different topic before we get back into who Coltar Got Bounce is and your career. I want to talk about Jay-Z versus Drake. Okay. And the reason why I want to do this is because Drake's been around for a long time right now, and a lot of people are talking about...
But you know I'm a huge fan of both.
No, this is why I got to ask this. And I'm not going to ask you to pick one because... Yeah. Yeah. We don't have the time for that. I just want to learn more about Jay-Z. Because anytime this topic comes up now, it's Drake or Jay-Z. I'm not going to front.
Really?
99% of the 99% of the people who talk about this always say Jay-Z. They always still say Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to much Jay-Z. I have gone into more.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you, what do you think his best skill is? Jay-Z's best skill. Because this is... Like, for Drake to be on fire for 12 years, especially in the pop realm too, and for people to still say, nah, man, he's not even close to Jay-Z yet. There's something there that there's probably a lot of things there. The thing that sticks out for me and Jay-Z is his authenticity and his swagger. Like, he just got something, his Murado is crazy, and obviously the technical side is something else.
So Jay-Z, like, survived a bunch of eras. Right? Like, he was there, like, when autotune was, like, not even a thing, you know? And, like, a large part of his career was that. But then he's been there since that and still managed to, like, survive, you know, during those times, right? Like, I don't know. I felt like hip-hop, like, got separated into, like, two, like, spaces.
Two or more. Yeah, or more.
Yeah. If you had to, like, generalize in a large picture, I would say there's two or, like, three sides to it. And, like, he would crush all three, right? Like, he would, right? But, like, Drake is too. Drake's crushing all three. Drake's the only guy that still will put a song on his album that's, like, 3-4 minutes of just rapping.
Oh, bro. Okay, come on. You know, people, like, talking shit about where hip-hop is or just Drake in general, because when you get that big, people just poke holes.
Yeah.
If you listen to the first three songs off his latest project...
Yeah.
Those are possibly three of the best rap songs that have come out this year.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
And it does actually remind me of some Jay-Z. I mean, that swagger that Drake has right now, he thinks he's the best, and he's writing and producing great music.
Yeah.
With it. And it's a great thing. And I don't...
Well, I would say he is the best.
You think that he's best, right? Okay. Honestly?
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. And I did not expect that.
He's the best.
I do remember... When I used to come to your crib early.
Yeah.
Early. And I remember you got always posted, not posting, always showing me your discography on your iTunes. And it's just so much Jay-Z. Yeah. So much Jay-Z. And you know everything about him. So I thought you were fucking Jay-Z stan, but we got it right there, man. This guy's Team Drake. You heard that, Jay-Z. No Coltar Got Bounce on title. That's not happening. Oh, man. Let's talk about...
That could change tomorrow, though.
Mm.
Right? Like, if Jay-Z dropped an album tomorrow, it could change.
Do you have that much faith in him where he could still be that elite with his skill set if he just dropped another album? Because that's the one thing that I think works for Jay-Z in this argument is people talk about his longevity and the craft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his craftsmanship with music is amazing.
Yeah. No, I think it can, man. I hope he still has one more in him, man.
Hey.
But that's the scary part, right? Like, I know Drake has, like, 10 more in him, right? Like, you know, like, the guy is showing no signs of slowing down.
No signs. I mean, there's a
couple. That's what's scary, right? Like, at this point, Jay-Z had already been like, all right, like, I think it's time to hang up the towel and focus on the other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Drake's just doing the music and simultaneously focusing on other things. Like,
yeah. You know? Well,
the guy dropped an album to like keep you entertained for his album.
Yeah, 100%. You know, like he did it for fun, you know, just doing it for his fan base. And again, I stand by that statement. The first three songs off that project, especially When to Say When, are just some of the best rap songs, not only this year, but songs that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
With rap.
When to Say When is crazy.
Crazy. Bro, this guy literally said, baby mama fluke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people think that's rude and mean, but it's rap. It's authentic.
Chicago Freestyle was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Come on. Right. Chicago Freestyle. And, man, just if you hate it on it, go back to the bars. You can at least appreciate the bars. Maybe you won't fuck with the music, but go to the bars.
That's, you know what? That's what's so funny. It kind of makes me, like, judge. I'll actually judge people on whether they like Drake or not.
Me too.
Because it really gauges, like, okay, this person's just not paying attention. Right, because you'll always be like, oh, it's always one argument, like, oh, he's just a pussy, or fucking, he's always singing about this and that, right?
Go tell him he's a pussy. 200 shooters on the block, you know.
Like, but 80% of the people are more relatable to Drake than they are fucking to Gucci. Right?
Oh yeah,
or like fucking anybody else, right? So it's like,
well, you know what? With Drake, he's been around forever. Maybe he's getting stale to some people, but it's not his fault. We're talking about. When you're that great, people poke holes, no matter what. I mean, we're watching the Michael Jordan documentary. People hated Michael Jordan. So it is what it is. It is what it is. And I'm curious to see where this debate goes. And when or if Drake actually, by the end of it, is, you know, the best rapper of all time, the best hip-hop artist of all time. We'll wait and see. It's very subjective, but it's something that I love.
The guy's been crushing it since we were in high school.
Best I ever had, man. straight up. Okay, you listen to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, Coulter Got Bounced with Kyle Bowen. Let's talk more about genres and inspiration. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's important for you to listen to multiple genres? And do you also believe in minimizing inspiration? So do you take breaks from listening to music just because you don't want to be inspired by too much? You still want it coming from Colt, I Got Bounce, you know?
No, you can never be inspired like too much. That's like unheard of. How can you be inspired too much? Like I listen to everything and I keep wanting to listen to everything. Like, I'll never ever just listen to hip hop. Like, never. Right? I've always just been into everything, man. Like, everything from my country to fucking like rap. Everything in between. And just, I don't know. I think you'd be surprised like what I actually listen to. But like, it's worked out well because, like, you know, when you're working with someone like Reve or like even Phil or fuck, even like Known and shit, like, most of the inspiration comes from like the shit that I've listened to, right? It's just like, oh, like, why don't we try this out? Like, I have the idea pop in my head just because of like shit I've listened to in the past or inspired by artists that, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
well,
if I was just like a hip hop head or whatever, I don't think like half of my music would be out.
Oh yeah, 100%. We're talking about 49 songs, and you brought up Phil and Reve and Known and. Yeah, even songs like Tone, you know, those are different sounding songs. And, you know, we were in this Burnaby studio for a year and a half together, if not more. And, yeah, like, I heard some Lana Del Rey playing. Yeah. And then right after it'd be some 88 Glam, you know? It's just the way it is.
Exactly.
It's interesting how you say, like, you can't.
But I don't listen to that just in case, like, oh, if I work with an artist, like, oh, at least I listen.
You enjoy it.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy it, right? Like, I really do enjoy that kind of music. And
so like, you must have been a big fan
you'll
of.
You'll hear it like now, like when you hear some of the new Reve stuff and, you know, other artists, dude, I'm working with.
Some of the new Trey 6 stuff you just showed me. We'll get to them later. The only reason I asked that was because I do come across like multiple interviews or just people in general who will say, you know what? Like, for example, like, I'm not going to listen to a lot of podcasts because I sound like I'm talking like them too much, or I'm not listening to too much music because I don't want it to sound like that too much. And I even saw a Genius interview with Brandy, or she did like a segment for them, and Brandy was saying the same thing, how she would take breaks from listening to other music just so she could kind of zone into to see what's happening in her head. Maybe it's an artist thing, maybe like it's different with producers and artists. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand where that's coming from, but like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have like blocks anymore.
Yeah, because you're like, a killer. Because you're a killer, bro. No, I'm gonna say it again. You're a fucking killer, bro.
Thank you, man.
You're a people might get it interpreted a different way, but you're just always on, and you're always like, nothing's gonna faze me. Nothing's gonna faze me. One thing that you said to me, and I don't even think you said it, you know, to teach me a lesson. It was just kind of on the side of one of our conversations, and it was about, you know, not letting your emotions get in the way of being a professional, getting the job done. Yeah. And I just read that in a book too. I think it was the Phil Jackson book.
Oh, really?
Where, yeah. Same thing, you know, to be a true professional,
yeah.
Even in the world of music where a lot of it does stem from emotion, you need to keep your emotions out and, you know, get the job done somehow, some way. My guy's a fucking killer, man. My guy's a fucking killer. Coltar got bounced on Loki. Vancouver's only podcast with Kyle Bowen airs every Wednesday on the Post It Up Network. What's your favorite part about the whole process? Do you enjoy producing the beat more than hearing someone hop onto it, or?
I think the best part is like midway, like when like the beat's done and like bar's done during the recording process. Cause it's like you start getting crazy. It's like, oh, actually say it like this, or actually, hey, why don't you take the snare out there or something like that. And then you do that and you're like, oh shit, like this got 100 times better. Because at that point, like, you've been listening to that song for maybe like 2 or 3 hours or something. And all of a sudden it takes like this other turn. And yeah, that's probably my favorite process, when you really start diving in and like fucking shit up.
Oh, okay. Like fucking shit up, like putting the pieces together.
Yeah, yeah. Like making arranging
it
sound right. Yeah,
arranging yeah. it.
Like Dr. Jace like had a crazy quote. He's like, when you're done making the beat, or like done recording a song, like then you got to produce the record.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's like easy. It's easy to just like make a beat and like say a bunch of shit on it. It's like you got to make it like hit, you know?
Yeah,
like
put
you gotta,
the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like a science behind it, right?
Yeah, the science, man. And I think part of that science is also recognizing what you need to take out sometimes as well. And I heard this on a podcast called Broken Records with Rick Rubin and Tame Impala, Kevin Parker, and they talked about the ruthless edit. You know, Rick Rubin, he's not a musician, but he's a manager, a producer, an EP, you know, he'll go in there and he'll tell artists, like, you don't need that, you don't need that, you don't need that. Do you do that too? And how, isn't it hard to be, like, ruthless sometimes? Like, you're just completely honest with them, like, you don't need that. And is there, like, any time there's an argument there?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Because everyone we work with is on the come up. Right. So they always want to be like, oh, I want to say this, you know, like, or let's do this, like some extra shit. Right. But it's just like, just shut up. Like, just let it be, you know, you know. Yes. And like the biggest problem that I have with like listening to some like artists, not even just in our city, just artists on the come up in general, is you can tell when it's extra shit. Like, I don't know. Like, there's, I feel like I have an ear for someone who's like on the come up, because I can just tell, like, there's just too much going on here. Just like, take it easy. Like, the song could have been better if you just shut up.
Just to simplify, maybe you just have that ear for when a song is saying too much, and maybe you can hear it sounding better when it's more simpler.
And it's not necessarily like you don't need to say that. It's just like portray it maybe a different way, right? Deep. Like, you don't need to say. Like, you don't need to have a 50-bar verse to make 3 points. Like, say it in fucking three, like, sentences or whatever, you know?
No, I don't know. No, I'm learning
I'm not
this,
the rapper, right?
I know. I never see you in that light, too, where it's, you know, your call or the highway type of shit. I don't see that. It's just, it is part of the process. And for me, if I wasn't working in the studio with you for that year and a half, I wouldn't even know that's part of the process.
Yeah.
You know, I would always say it's artist does what he wants and boom, bam. But there's a lot of collaboration and there is a lot of ruthless editing.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and I've learned about myself too to keep things, try my best to keep things more simpler, and it's part of that ruthless edit. It's part of making art, man. It's anything in life is better when it's simpler.
Even in the mixing world, there's a saying, right? Like, mixing isn't about like what you essentially do to a track. Sometimes it's about like what you just leave alone, you know? Like, sometimes I'll be working on a mix and like I won't add effects to every single fucking, to every channel, just because like it sounds good already, right? That's what mixing is sometimes too, like just saying, hey, it's ready, let's go, right?
Let's go.
Yeah, so the same thing works with like, you know, when artists are writing lyrics to like a song, right? It's like, maybe the song's already done, right? Just, you know, let it breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe. Yeah. Now that's some good advice. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. How often is the process of making music effortless for you? And I don't mean to say that you don't work hard at what you do. I'm talking to a dude who literally doesn't leave his fucking desk, you know? Doesn't leave his desk. He's just hunched down making that work happen. But in my point of view, and we've kind of touched on it during this conversation, you're a fucking killer. You get the job done. Sometimes I see like you work so effortlessly and so fluidly. It's interesting. How often does this actually feel like work for you?
Rarely.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
It doesn't feel like, yeah, it doesn't feel like work until, ironically enough, like until my job is done, right? So like, we'll make the beat and everything, and we'll record, blah blah blah. It's done, but then it's like, oh shit, now we gotta put it out and like market and promo and stuff. That's when it starts to feel like a little bit of work, you know. But like, no, during the time of like actually cooking up the beat or like recording or mixing, it's just I feel like I'm on autopilot most of the time.
Beautiful.
I've had days where I'm like, fuck, what do we do? Or like, oh, like fuck it, like just let's work on it next time, or you know, or next.
Yo, that's
let's work on the next thing, right? But that's like you just gotta learn. Like, all right, I'm not feeling it. Just let's go next,
bro. That's the most important thing I've learned from you is that you know sometimes you just walk away.
Yeah.
Because I asked you one time, like, what do you do when you're kind of stuck on something and it's taking longer to do than it should, and you said, "Yo, just stop doing it."
Yeah. You don't just sit there and stare at the fucking screen. Like nothing's gonna pop up. You know, just move away. And just start something new or just go home. Like, take a rest, right? Like
100%, 100%. This guy's fucking talking to me about rest. We're talking about Coltar got bounced, man. I worked with this guy for a long time, man. This guy don't fucking sleep. Talking about rest. Don't fucking bullshit to us, right? Motherfucker, man. Don't lie to my listeners.
I'm trying to sleep more these days, man.
Good, man. Sleep is very important. It's very important. Yeah. And, man, I thoroughly enjoyed that answer. And I'm happy that you leaned into it. You know, this is somewhat effortless sometimes.
Yeah.
Because some people don't want to say that because they don't want to say it isn't work. Yo, dude, you put the hours in. That's the work.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have fun with this shit, man. And that's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this. And people come up to me like, yo, how do you do what you do? Like, it takes balls, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, bro, it'd be harder not to do this.
Yeah.
It would be, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It would be harder not to do this.
Not to do it, yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
You have to look at this and have fun with it and take the pressure off and, you know, understand that there are times where it does feel like work in the marketing side, blah, blah, blah. It is what it is.
Again, like, you know, just like I said before, like, we're all, like, independent, you know? But, like, in the perfect world, you know, you get your song done, you just hand it off to the marketing guy.
When it's all set up.
Yeah,
when you do all the work.
Up, right? But, you know, you just got to do all the dirty work yourself right now.
Right now. And that, and lean into it. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Why not take control of it, you know? It sounds cheesy, but hey, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, baby. I'm allowed to be cheesy. Let's go. Go Pack, go. Okay? Go Pack, go. Go Pack, go. What do you see changing about music post-pandemic? Because a lot of people are concerned. Oh, this is not going to happen. No more concerts, blah, blah, blah. It's going to change things forever. I don't see that happening. I think that once things get back to normal somehow, some way in time, it will just feel like, oh, shit, it was a pandemic, but you know, we're shaking hands. We're gathering together. Do you see any changes happening to the world of music?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. I always say, like, fuck, what a time to be alive. Like, this shit is so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So unpredictable. And it's just so hard to say just because, like, I don't really even know anyone, affected by it. You know, in terms of, like, health, right? Like, I know some people that, like, have to work from home and stuff now and whatever, but, like...
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We don't have that bond with the virus like other people where it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. And, but, like, it's just hard for me to, like, really, like, give my input because I'm just like, what the fuck's, like, happening? Like, you know, you see the numbers, but, I haven't really seen it.
No, 100%.
I haven't really seen it. Like, I'm sorry, but like...
No, you're not... It makes total sense. Yeah. And I feel the exact same way about it, you know?
But I mean, like, fuck, dude, just on the way here, there's a bunch of people standing in front of Guilford, like, protesting it.
So we'll go back to work?
No, like, just talking about, like, we want our freedom. We don't want to, like, stay in... It's like, what the fuck? Like,
but nobody's really, you know, telling you to stay inside.
Like, don't get me...
You know, forcing you to stay inside. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But, like, it's just, I don't know.
Dude, some people love getting mad, okay? They don't fucking have a dream or they're not following their dream, so they got to go out there and get fucking mad at things, bro.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. It's just, like, because, like, then there's the other side that's, like, you know, like, you're putting people at risk or whatever. And so, like, you know, like, stay on lockdown or whatever. And I don't know, man. It's just, like, there's so many crazy people in the world. I don't know, and there's too many of each side, you know? Like, I think it might be possible that there might be a fight against, like, no, there shouldn't be more than 200 people, you know, anywhere ever.
Ooh.
Right? See? Like, you know, there might be more of those guys than there are other people that are like, no. Like,
the introverts just get together, you know? Ban all fucking everything. Yeah. No need to gather and go to places, stay home, blah, blah, blah. Nah, I think specifically in music, the one thing that I did, and I talked about this on Connect the Dots, and maybe it's because some of my friends are artists, and maybe I become somewhat hashtag pro artist, I could see, you know, streaming service charge a bit more. Because why not? I think $10 a month for the library of music is the biggest fucking steal ever. It's the fucking biggest steal in the world as far as something you buy, in my opinion. $10 a month, bro, for anything. Anything. And I do think if it's going to be a while till artists are allowed to, you know, sell out shows or play in big venues and make real dough, because that's where a lot of the money goes. Yeah. Maybe they should get paid more for these streams. And if they have to do that, just charge us $5 more or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck, like, who knows how much some of these artists are really making off the streams. Like,
yeah, I know.
I'm sure it's more than, like, enough. You know, like.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You
know? But, I mean, fuck. Like, that would be scary if their only source of income was just the streams and not shows and
yeah, man,
all that stuff.
It would be, because, like, it would be, bro.
Some of these record labels are taking a big cut of that stream money. So
no, it's scary, man. It's a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money. You know, $50 tickets out at a thousand seat show. It's not a stadium. It's not an arena. Yeah. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
a lot of money. Dude. I mean, pro artists,
like,
man.
Some of these artists are what, clearing like $80 million a fucking tour now or something, like.
$80 million. What's the first thing you buying with eight, like? Fuck, man. $80 million? Okay, yeah, you decking out the house, man. You decking out the house.
Some new studio monitors.
PlayStation, for sure. PlayStation 5, four pillars. Fuck, man. Yeah, $80 million, that's a lot, man. Hey, you know what? You have a lot of eggs and a lot of different baskets and 49 songs out there in the city. 49 streams of revenue. Coltar's parents, if you're listening to this, your son's going to be rich. Real talk. I was driving home after you told me that. I'm like, Yo, my guy right now, you haven't made it yet. You know, you haven't done what you set out to do just yet. But the fact that you already have those lines of art out there it's a beautiful thing, man. You should take solace in that and just know that you're doing the right thing. And I do sense that from you because you're a fucking killer. You seem calm, cool, collected. Mm-hmm. Like, how have you been able to do that? You know, building a studio, telling your fiance, I'm going to be a fucking music producer. I'm going to quit my job. How did you stay calm throughout that whole thing without even having a song that has a million streams yet? You know what I'm saying?
I was calm about it, but it was fucking scary.
Fair enough.
Because I'm like, what if I'm just a fucking idiot?
Damn.
I just like, you know?
The way you said that.
What if this is like everything just fails or whatever? I thought about it, but then I was like, fuck it. Like, just do it anyways.
Honestly,
like, that's all I said, bro. I just said, like, fuck it. Like, you know?
Yo, like, you a fucking killer, bro. You a killer. Like I said, man, you telling me that right now, like, oh, shit, I was kind of scared.
Yeah.
I never sensed that once for you, bro. And we were in here 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And another proof. Like, you need to fucking keep your emotions out of your life sometimes and get the job done. And it's scary.
It was definitely scary just, like, quitting your job. And not only that, but, like, a week later, I proposed to Susan as well. So, I was, like...
Damn. I'm
a fucking fiance. No fucking job.
Music producer.
Right?
Hey. Wow.
But, like, that's what made me hustle so much more, because I was like, fuck, like, you know, we got to go now. Like, now there's definitely no excuses. Before, I'd be like, oh, I got work or whatever, or I don't get enough time because fucking, you know, I'm working 4 or 5 days a week, whatever. But now it's, like, just music, right? I think that's what made those 49 songs happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just being really in the zone and, like, just making sure that music is the main focus.
You know? Yeah, man. Again, you dropped 49 songs and it really hit you yesterday. It kind of takes me back to a story about Conan O'Brien. I mean, he was doing the same thing, like, hustling every day on, like, the late show or something. So it's like the show after the primetime ones. And he'd go back to old skits and he'd forget that he even did those skits. Because, like, life's moving that quick. Life's and you're just putting that work in. And, well, you know what? You got 49 songs out right now. You know, you haven't blown up yet. You haven't bought me a car yet. You're still a ways away from accomplishing what you set out to accomplish. But you should be proud of yourself, man. You should be proud of yourself.
I
am.
Yeah. No, it was nice. Like, I was expecting, like, quite a bit, because I was like, fuck, it's been like 2 years, like, since we started the studio and whatever, right? But when I, like, put the playlist together and, like, saw it all in a row, I was like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, you're happy.
I was just like, this is fucking crazy. Mm. It's just nice to, like, have that part of the history.
No, 100% history, part of the history. Yeah. In the city, in the world, and I'm happy that you're happy in that. And that makes you even more of a killer, because once you do get to where you want to go, and I don't know where you want to go, but you'll be able to handle it. I totally Totally see that happening. And if you're able to be happy at this point right now, bro, music world better watch out. And better buy some beats from Colta Got Bounce, okay? When's this first placement coming, okay? When's this first placement coming? Big label. Oh, bro, I can't wait to party, yo. You know, I've taken it slow on the partying. I know, I tell people. I've taken it slow. Yo, when the studio get that first fat check, woo! Yo, I'm asking for new shoes. I don't even care if it's not one of my podcasts, you know?
I need new fucking shoes.
Just give me some new shoes. What's up, baby? I'm Cold Dark God Bounces, Fred.
We'll see. I've always wondered, like, who would the first placement be? What do you think?
Dude, I don't know about you, man, because what is this playlist public right now? Is it public?
No, it's not public right now.
Okay, so when you listen to the fucking playlist, if you're new to Coltar Got Bounce, you will listen to this interview and understand that, yeah, this guy listens to different types of genres. He just told you he doesn't stop getting inspired, and you hear that in the music. And when you were showing me some of your new work, which is better than the shit that you have out right now, I just told you, yo, I could hear Trippie Redd on this.
Yeah.
So that just tells you, who knows where it's coming from, but you make amazing music.
Thank you, man.
Amazing music. Yeah. And do you ever think about it? Do you have like this one dream collab? Is it Jay-Z or Drake?
My dream collab.
Or Lana Del Rey, maybe? Who knows? Like, you're all over the place.
Lana Del Rey would be crazy.
It would be crazy.
That would be fucking crazy, dude. I'm gonna put Lana on the list.
Sick. Yeah.
Lana Del Rey, definitely. That would be a crazy car. I don't know, we can make some crazy shit together.
Hey, you heard that. You heard that.
I fuck with a lot of artists on the come up.
Me too.
You know, like,
me too.
There's some artists that are on the come up that's like, whoa, like, you should be like top three.
Are we talking about, you know, maybe like a Vori or a Beam or Don Toliver? Are we talking smaller than them?
Smaller.
Damn.
Yeah, smaller. Yeah.
Damn. When I think about
at least at the time of this conversation.
Fair enough. When I think about hip hop now, it's, I always mention those three. When people talk shit about hip hop, it's like, yo, you don't love the genre. You're not doing any research. Go listen to fucking Vori, Beam, or fucking Don Toliver.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Dude,
it's amazing.
Don Toliver is just fucking
crazy. Fucking crazy, bro. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That's all the time we have today. Yo, we have so much to talk about. Once again, man, I would love to have you on, you know, once every 40 episodes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Once every 40 episodes, we'll dive into the world of Coltar Got Bounce. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Thanks for your time, man.
Peace.
Thank you to Coltar Got Bounce once again for hopping on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. We'll have him on 40 episodes from now. We have a lot to unpack. And hopefully more new things to talk about. Learned a lot. Yes, learned a lot from the individual. There were not many, many better studio days than the ones that included me in the little corner getting some work done with Coltar in the background, creating something out of nothing. And now I'm in here alone, podcasting away. And I'm not going to front. I miss that music production going on in the background. You know how a lot of us really fuck with lo-fi or just instrumentals? It somehow finds a way to make us work a little bit more efficiently. Imagine having one created for you on the spot while you get work done. It was something that gave me superpowers, and I fucking miss it. I miss it. It is what it is, though. Coltar Got Bounce. I had to get him out of here. I had to. He was taking up way too much space in podcasting. We went through the numbers. For the business, this had to turn into a podcasting office, a podcasting dojo, and we had to kick Coltar Got Bounce out of here. It is what it is. Let's get to some music and then end the episode off with What's the Word. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Keep the same energy when I'm up top. Get rid of the memories before I fall. Oversee Kelly, treat that bitch with Voss. Rest up too rapidly, can't get involved. Money for gravity, that should mean none to me.
call it audacity. McLaren, no passing me. Grab all the passion, see. My bitch from Palestine. See you on the other side. These rappers, they sons of mine. City turned me to this other guard. Gave her patience, but I had to decide. 9-11 only drove it 2 times. If this should take off, will you realize? Realize. I can't do the Remy. Too dependent on the Hennessy. Cartier lines got a lot of new enemies. Address the situation, niggas goofy, I let it be. Thought you was next, I'm not pressing me. Stack it like money team. In London, I'm stacking P. Think that they watching me. Palace in the islands, tragedy. Balenciaga's the big B. All my dogs, yeah, they fucking E. On my own, I don't know you share. Took your bitch and put her in my marriage. Didn't come for the role, she came for dead. Call it here, how I see it, that's how it up. Oyster bracelet or the ice top jubilee. Promise my Bentley beats. Promises make and keep. Her and go away till day. Can't change mirror me. In the field more sleep. Oh no, don't sleep. Let me show you how I live. Let me give you a peek. I met that bitch in the hills. Hell, hell, yeah. Oxtail coupes drop no leash. Baby, please enlighten me. West London, cash my G. She said she can't get a hold of me. Speaking, yeah, that's a hold of me. Acting, yeah, that's a soft side G. I make a play like I'm old, I'll be. CAMO, cause you cannot see me. Where would I be, but I ain't got no team. I only know when I have one dream. One dream. Oh, yeah. A lot of people praying on my demise. Back to the V where I reside. Working too hard, so the stock on the rise. Want me to stay down, see I'm not too surprised. Been that way from time. Watch your back, really see through the lies. Watch your back, really see a lot of spies. Don't look back, been too low, been too highs. Come on, space and roll less all the time. Designer shit match your vision, yeah. Double C sneaker, walk different, yeah. Still got my mind on the mission, I gotta make a difference, yeah. I gotta stack all the figures. Every move so precise, yes, measured.
Is it Alex Karras in Webster?
I don't believe it.
Today's word is erudite. Yes, erudite. I believe I'm saying that right, but can we get a pronunciation?
Erudite.
Erudite. Okay, this word means to have or show great knowledge or learning. What an interesting word. I have no idea why it's being used today on this segment. Real talk, no idea. I just found this word in Undisputed Truth by Mike Tyson and Larry Sloman. Mike Tyson, low-key, drops a lot of big words in this book. Make sure you go check out the Hot Boxing Podcast hosted by Mike Tyson. Remarkable, remarkable. I'll say this, though, before I do leave, since we're on the topic of learning, an erudite on What's the Word. Do yourself a favor, for the next 7 days, up until the next episode of Loki, go out there and learn about things you have no interest in. Straight up, do it. There is a lot of magic in that. For example, for some reason I have chose to watch a docuseries on Netflix that is circled around F1 racing. Yes, vroom vroom, that sport. That quote-unquote sport. I've never watched anything racing related in my fucking life. Yet I'm very keen daily to learn more about the sport via this docuseries. It is beautiful to learn something you have no interest in. Something about it. It's similar to what the inventor, Dan Clitson, yes, the inventor of the Bop-It, was alluding to. And we did an episode on this at 90s at 9 on the network. He said something amongst the lines of, being inspired by those who think differently than him. I believe that's powerful. Real talk. Be inspired by those who are different and learn something about a topic that you have no interest in. That's what I'm telling you, okay? That's what Kyle Bowen on the Posted Up Network is telling you. That was Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Once again, thank you to Coltar Got Bounce for hopping on. Go check out his playlist, The Bounce Collection. Go check out our playlist, the Posted Up playlist, 211 straight weeks of updating on Spotify. That's remarkable. That's consistency. That's dedication. That's the best playlist you've never heard about. We will ride out to Illy Miniatri featuring Coltar Got Bounce on the production with Archive. Brilliant, yes, brilliant track. Once again, my name Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Go follow me everywhere. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we, yes, we appreciate it. Peace.
For lovey-dovey, I need shorty just to suck me, fuck me. Hit the casino, I'm feeling lucky. Call me big dog and you just a puppy. Diamonds on me, water like the sunny. Shout out my slime, but my nose ain't runny. How does your girl, she love everybody. Ain't running track, running to the money. I just jump in the whip and I push a button. When I fly to the States, I just stop at customs. When I jump on the stage, I turn up the function. Yeah, they know me out here, cause I've been the problem. When I fly overseas, I had to get the visa. I still walk around town in a white beater. And I'm still kicking shit like I'm nice and FIFA. And she all on my dick, she got jungle fever. Hit it out of the park like I'm Derek Jeter. Moonwalking that pussy, my Jackson beat it. Baby, bend that shit over, no orthopedic. Bitch, I dripping new clothes, the latest season. I came in with two hoes, they both appealing. Sit the double cup up and it got me leaning. I just count up the doors that get to the ceiling. Man, I swear I'm too dope, what a crazy feeling. These bitches, they searching for lovey-dovey. I need shorty just to suck me, fuck me. Hit the casino, I'm feeling lucky. Call me big dog and you just a puppy. Diamonds on me, water like the sunny. Shout out my slime, but my nose ain't runny. How does your girl, she love everybody. Ain't running track, running to the money. Everything I walk out the crib like who am I? Number the kid, you heard it right. The things I just fake out of 45. You don't want make this shit come alive. Swam with the sharks, made it out alive. Get rid of the pack, made it arrive. Add some more rest to the archive. I don't need none of your advice. Tell me what I say, can apologize. She won't fuck on me and that's on sight. She looking at you with a poor guy. Show that bitch round, I'm a tour guide. Man, come get your girl, she ain't one of mine. And I made my way across the finish line. This a jungle, man, gotta survive.